You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Some years ago, there was a popular song played on the radio. A laid-back voice spoke with music backing. And the message of the song? Don't worry, be happy. This phrase was repeated numerous times during the song, causing the listeners to react in opposite ways.
It sure did. Some said the song reminded them to not allow problems to spoil their day. But to others, the song was intensely irritating. You could imagine the fellow lying on a hammock by the water, cool by gentle breezes. No wife, no kids, plenty of fish in the sea and fruit to eat. In fact, not a single problem. Huh, no wonder he could say, "Don't worry, be happy."
Today, if someone says they've got no worries, you come to the conclusion that they've either got no responsibilities and plenty of money, or else they are fools. Too stupid to worry about anything. Their motto? Eat, sleep, and be merry, for tomorrow will take care of itself.
Don't worry, be happy. I guess there are many people who live like that. They shrug off responsibility, demand welfare, choose a life of ease, and look only after themselves. Sometimes these folk have multiple partners and many children, but invariably walk out on the relationship when difficulties arise. Sad to say, it doesn't concern them that their one-time partner is left with all the problems to solve.
That's why it can be rather puzzling to read some of the sayings of Jesus in the Bible. One of his teachings, especially, was that we should not worry about the future, because each day has enough troubles of its own to cope with. So, was Jesus promoting laziness and irresponsibility?
To our modern day ears, it might seem like a ridiculous statement to tell us not to worry, because there are plenty of things to trouble us. Prices of food, clothing and housing, etc., continue to escalate. Education for our children is expensive with all the added requirements. On-road costs for an automobile are sky high. And there's always the fear of redundancy. There are long waiting lists at public hospitals. And the problem of doctors quitting their practice because of the fear of being sued by patients. Litigation is becoming commonplace. Another issue concerning us all is drugs. Will our children someday be caught up in the trap?
Exactly. So we need to quote directly from the Bible to understand Jesus' words on the subject. And I quote, "I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?" Jesus goes on to say, "Do not worry when you say, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you."
Jesus was not telling us that we should ignore these problems that confront us. Pretending they're not there was not his answer. In fact, he makes it clear that we do have these concerns, but that we should trust God in every situation. In other words, we are to acknowledge our problems, then tell the Lord about them, trusting him to handle it. You see, he already knows what we need.
But too often we want to be in control because trusting God seems alien to us. But the end result of carrying too many heavy burdens often causes stress. And this can lead to heart attacks, strokes, and other debilitating conditions. And all because we cannot learn to trust God.
But the Bible spells it out clearly. Cast all your anxiety on him. Because he cares for you. Isn't that great? It sounds easy, but it's the most difficult thing of all. You see, our hearts believe it, but our minds tell us something else.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.